Okay, so Nikias is when, again, Nikias is when you are not drawn to the things that draw you. It's not an avoid of action. It's an avoid of feeling. It's an avoid of so association. What you're a part of, what you're associated with, what you're drawn to, and therefore it's a much harder avoida because you can't fake this. You can't fake it. At some point, you can't fake Nikias. Okay.
Let's see.
Now you can come here sit next to me. And, okay, Vine. Al mida zu haye David sameach. Oh wow! I'm just talking about this on Shabbos. You're not supposed to get angry Erev Shabbos, right? So,
My favorite time to get angry.
huh?
It's my favorite time to get angry.
Most people's. So he says that this guy was makabel on himself. Why was he getting angry Erev Shabbos? Let's analyze it for the moment. Why was he getting angry Erev Shabbos? Because he wanted the fish to be that way, and he wanted the table to be this way, and things were just not happening, right? So he decided.
That meets expectations.
Right. So he decided that he's going to overcome it because he did Zahiris. He analyzed his actions. He's like, getting angry is not good. Shabbos is too important to get angry. Loi seva ruish, like we spoke out on the VOD, right? Loi seva ruish, 31 hours. Are you there? Huh?
What the Shabbos van?
Yeah.
I was there yesterday.
Yeah. This is right.
Yeah.
Loi seva ruish.
Where's this?
I spoke it again.
Okay.
So, for 31 hours. So he decides, you know what? I'm just gonna lose the Zahiris. We're gonna keep my mouth shut. Now he doesn't say a word and he eats the fish. It's actually not that bad. Yeah, I like the other taste, but I like the other style better, but it's okay. Next week, he decides to say no, I'm just not gonna say anything. I'm just not gonna say anything. By the fourth week, it doesn't bother me. In other words, the more the person gets used to, this is Rav Gershon Eielson's mashal. The more the person gets used to Zahiris, the Nikius may come naturally from it. Because the person distances themselves from the Mida more and more. Okay? So,
So sometimes, but sometimes you can suppress it, and it comes out stronger later. That's a good point.
he's
Because
discussing
if you don't deal
it
with the
comes
issue, you just kind of suppress it.
yes. No,
It's like
that's true.
a
Is that
steam,
true? Is that true?
push down steam, and then
Is that true?
with me is
I don't know if it's really true. I'm not sure. What's the chat? Why would that be?
like
Is
if
it
you
good?
don't
Why?
deal with the
No, I'm saying,
issue,
why can't you? Why, when you're not angry, can you not have an opportunity to say something later? You know what? On Tuesday afternoon, you say, by the way, that fish you made on Shah, I really like the other one better. You're saying, because
it's
it's that bad that you've been thinking about it for 4 days?
if by
Yeah.
Tuesday you're not thinking about it, you don't think clearly.
Exactly. Okay, so that doesn't mean because you suppressed it. It's because you have to have a strategy, maybe. How to suppress it. Not suppressing it doesn't mean get angry. Maybe there's another way to let out the
No, I
stress,
think
right?
I'm
No,
saying is
but
that
I'm giving an eight, I'm saying. Figure out a different way. You're telling me you're going to suppress it until next Friday. Then it's really going to come out because it's 2 weeks' worth. And I can't stand it anymore.
not
This
even.
fish, it's just getting to me. I can't deal with it anymore, right? So you could have dealt with it during the week.
Not even next Friday. You got angry and so you just didn't say anything. But an hour later, something else gets you angry and something else. By the time you're like a steamboat that it's one for a thrill.
Right, okay. Oh, by the way, right.
And the fish.
Yeah.
And
No, but you
there's
see how
nothing,
when people
no.
get angry, they kind of roll a lot of things together. Right. So,
That's true.
Hine, Almida's,
Maybe it's
that could be
true.
true. Hine, Almida
I have a lot
Zoo.
of anger experience.
Yeah. Hine, himself prided himself in his nikius. Erchot b'nikoyon kapoy. Because in truth, only someone that is completely clean of any chait and avon, who haroi liros is Hashem. He's the only one roi to see Hashem. Kizula, without that, he should just be full of embarrassment. Ezra, my God, really, a person to approach Hashem should realize that the only proper way to do so is through Nikias. Of course, to reach the full shlemus of this midah is a lot of work. Because things that we know are wrong, it's not difficult to protect oneself from them. And they're clear. But the amount of precision and detail you need in order to achieve nikias, that's very difficult. Because people are always moir hetter. They convince themselves that things which are usur are really mutar. Averis that a person doesn't pay attention to, steps on them, soy voice oyser, which has no other things that you're going to catch you. Chazal, another one means a chazal. Well, he says, Rubam begezel, most people end up stealing. Miutum ba'arayis. Not everyone does arayis. The kulam and all people do avak lashon hara. So what does it mean, most people steal? I mean, I don't think people take them. Right, so I don't think people steal. I don't think people, right, your story. How many, you know that many people that stole someone else's scooter? I don't know. I don't know people going around stealing in our community. Sakh Chazal say, everyone is this, most people end up stealing in life. The answer is exactly this. We don't steal outright, but we're not naki from stealing. What midah brings one to stealing? There's two midahs that could bring someone to stealing. One is jealousy. They want something that someone else has. Right? So maybe there's a form of stealing. That someone had a deal on someone, and you came in and offered a better price. So now you got it, and you think it's fair and square, but in reality, you stole it from the other guy. The other guy could have had the deal. It's a form of stealing. Why was that? Because you needed that thing so badly that you went and made sure to get it, even though maybe what you did wasn't 100% correct. So there's a shirish of stealing which expresses itself in different ways that could lead us to actions that are not correct. If a person would be nucky from the midah of stealing, they wouldn't even want it. Someone else is interested in what's going to happen. She wants me to get a deal, send me a deal straight. I don't have to go and mish myself, put my nose in over there. Right? It's a simple example, like you said. Things with, well, I'm gonna get that's the second category. That's one category. So stealing comes from a shirish, the root of wanting something which is not yours. If a person would clean themselves from that root, then they would get into much fewer questionable situations. Right? If it's clear, if it's for me, I'll take it. But if not, I'm not gonna take it. It's not for me. Done. The other thing, which is the shirish of stealing, what's the other midah, which is the shirish of stealing, is a lack of emunah that could also bring to stealing. Because I don't trust that Hashem will give me the parnasa. Since I don't trust Hashem will give me the parnasa, I have to steal. in order to earn the parnasa. So maybe we don't steal, but maybe we are not honest in certain numbers and certain little things, taxes, different government things. Why? Because, okay, I need the money. It's not the tithe that I need that thing, but I need the money.
And what does the government do for me anyway?
Huh?
And what does the government do for me?
Exactly. No, so, but why did you say that?
Because that's kind of the justification then for that.
Justification, right? But why do you have to justify? Because you want the money. Why do you want the money? Because that's the way I'm going to get the money. Because the son can't give it to me any other way. The reason why you came up with that justification is because you want the money. So if you would be nucky from the midah of wanting the money, you wouldn't think about that justification. Because you would just be clean from the whole midah. And you would say, there's cleaner ways for Hashem to give me my parnasa than that. So, therefore, when people are not clean from Nikias, Rubam Begezel, most people will end up stealing. Again, it doesn't mean outright stealing someone's.
Stealing someone's time as well.
Stealing someone's sleep. Gezel etc. Right?
Not putting this frame back on the shelf.
Yeah, exactly. I'm asking. Okay, to be continued.